Good morning. Thank everybody for coming. Old faces, new faces. Everyone should feel quite welcome. As was mentioned, Harvey Lichtman is not here this week. And though he's not here, he's here in spirit. I'll tell you why. Because I'm not sure he took JetBlue either. But I'll tell you why Harvey's here in spirit. He inspired me for today's share. Different weeks, different impetus, what to give a share on. You pick a topic which is glaring for the parsha. Sometimes you find a topic which is not so easy to see in the parsha. Just over Shabbos, one of the members of the share came over to me to offer me two topics to talk on. He thought it was interesting. I always appreciate that. So very, Rabbi Sharfman Kadanahara did so many topics. I'm behind the eight ball. It's quite a hard pressure to find a topic which wasn't totally tackled by Rabbi Sharfman. But today's topic was inspired by a joke. No joke. I heard this joke years ago from my wife's grandfather. He said it over, I believe, in the Shabbos. Hagadol Drasha, Rabbi Joseph Grumblad. Sagal Vracha. Is Yurtzeit actually this week. And the joke goes as follows. There was a Gentile who started getting interested in Judaism. You live in a Jewish neighborhood. For years, you're the Shabbos guy. Anytime they need something, they start pointing at things and hinting, do this, do that. And after a while, it arouses some curiosity. What are these Jews doing? What's it all about? And after years of living as the Shabbos guy, he started developing an interest in Judaism. And before long, Eduardo, all of a sudden, started dressing like a Jew, even wearing a black hat. And he starts, everywhere he goes, Kiddush Levana. He's reminding people to say the same Talmud Mutar. He's right there. And people were wondering, but he's a Gentile. And one of the halachas, as we'll soon see, is a Gentile is not supposed to keep Shabbos. And they see him all the time. He's there in shul every week. Not just turning on the lights of the Shabbos guy, but he looks like he's participating. And someone asked him, Ed, are you keeping Shabbos? It looks like you're doing everything. He's like, no. The truth is, I know about that. I'm not supposed to keep Shabbos, so I'm not. Every week, I carry in my pocket a key. And with that, I don't keep Shabbos. Fascinating. Looks like he's doing everything else. He said, but Ed, there's an Erev in town. How old is that Erev? A real from Gentile. The story is a joke, but halakhically we'll see later the implications of the story of such a thing. Really, this concept of halakha of a guy not keeping Shabbos has major ramifications. It has ramifications which are practical halacha, which we'll get to. But there's also very interesting, I wouldn't call it theoretical, because it was practical, but a discussion about our forefathers, about the Avos. And there are two important Gemaras to see. I'll begin with the Gemara in Yuma. There's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Chesam Beis. And it's a fascinating Gemara to see in totality, just for the perspective. The Gemara says, Inami Mishum Dezakim V'yoshe B'yeshiva Havet. The Gemara was talking about Avram Avinu, and the Gemara calls him, says about him, that he was a Zakim, he was an older person, he was sitting in yeshiva, even Sunday mornings. The Amar of Chama Bar Chanina Mimeim Shal Avoseinu Lo Parshi Yeshiva Mayhem. It's a very interesting concept. From the days of our forefathers, they never stopped having a yeshiva. in all circumstances. It says, "Hayi b'Mitzrayim yeshiva imahem." When the Jews were living in Egypt under torture, they had a yeshiva there. And the proof is, "Shenamar lich vasafta ziknei Yisrael." Moshe Rabbeinu had to make decisions for the Jewish people, gather the Jewish people. The Gemara here understands that there was a yeshiva over there. They were learning. "Hayi b'Midbar yeshiva imahem." Shenamar esfer li yeshivim ish mizikni Yisrael. There's a gathering, there's a yeshiva, not only in Mitzrayim, but also in the Midbar. And obviously everything else in between. Further it says, Avram Avinu zaken v'yoshev yeshiva haya. Avram Avinu was a zaken, and he sat and learned in yeshiva. Shenema av Avram zaken baba yamin. Yitzchak Avinu zaken v'yoshev yeshiva. Yitzchak Avinu was a zaken and learned in yeshiva. They darshan of that pasuk there that Yitzchak also learned in yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu zaken v'yoshev yeshiva. Shenamar ve'ini Yisrael kvedum yizaken. Not sure all these drashas how they perceive it from there, but the Gemara is concluding from all these that all the avos learned in yeshiva. It says further, Eliezer Eved Avram zaken v'yoshev yeshiva. Shenamar v'yoshev Avram el avdo zaken beso hamoshe b'chol shalom. And Amar b'lazer shemoshe b'toras rabo. He ruled over the Torah of Avram Avinu, who domestic Eliezer. And they have another drasha, Shadola Mashka Mitarosa Sharabo, Lachirim. So you have all these, I guess, drashas, limudim, that the Gemara has, describing to us that the avos all were involved in yeshiva. It's interesting, this Gemara doesn't mention the concept of yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. The actual source of that is in Medrash Tanchuma. But this Gemara here in Yuma is saying that all the avos learned in yeshiva, and there is an actual Torah, as we'll see in a moment, that they were learning. And don't think it was just the avos. It continued through Mitzrayim. It continued to the Midbar. The Jewish nation was always involved in the concept of learning. We were the people of the book, even before we practically got the book. And here's the important line which everything comes from. Amar Rav, Kiyam Avram Avinu Kol Torah Kula. Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah. Shenemar, here they quote a pasuk, and this I could show you why. Eikav Eshashama Avram Bekoli. Because Avram listens to my voice. So what does it mean Avram Avinu listened to Hashem's voice? It means he kept the Torah. The entire Torah. Amar Lev Simi Bar Chiel Rav, the Ima Sheva Mitzvos. Maybe it was just Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noah. When the pasuk says Avram kept Hashem's voice, how do you know what it meant? Maybe it just meant the seven mitzvos Bnei Noah. So the Gemara challenges that assumption. Ha Ikanami Mila. We know Avram did Mila, and Mila is not one of the seven. So the Gemara says the Ima Sheva Mitzvos Mila. So maybe it's 7 plus 1. Maybe it was the 7 mitzvahs and Mila, but how do you know he kept all 613? The pasuk says, Ekev Shashama Avram Dvarai Mitzvosai Visarasai. The Torah, pasuk by Avram Avinu adds the word mitzvos and toros. So there, the Gemara says, it doesn't just mean Zayin Mitzvah de Noach, it doesn't just mean plus one milah. Stavar means all the mitzvahs. And then the Gemara takes it to the jugular. You know what? Yes, Avram Avinu kept all the mitzvahs. Amar Rav, Itamar Rav, Rav Ashi, Kiyam Avram Avinu afilu Erev Tavshilin. Avram Avinu did even Erev Tavshilin. Shenema Sarosai, Achas Torah Shebeksav, Achas Torah Shebalpeh. Avram Avinu did it all. Not just all the mitzvahs, the arisas, not just what's clearly in Torah, even Torah Shabbat Peh, even Mitzvah Rabbanon, even to the extent of Erev Tavshilin. Even though no one was sending him a reminder to do Erev Tavshilin, but it seems Avram Avinu was able to handle it. He did it all. He did all 613 mitzvahs, all the Rabbanons, everything. Quite fascinating. Quite a load. Where did he know these mitzvahs from? So there are other midrashim and talk about it. He understood it. He studied it. And it seems he was able to learn Torah. And they expounded on it. The Avos had Torah. And it was passed on generation to generation. Avram to Yitzchak. Yitzchak to Yaakov. And throughout all the ages, they were always learning Torah. Amazing idea. That being said, it sets up the next Gemara. If the Avos always kept Torah, so that means when we look, really this Gemara in Yuma gives us a very important perspective. Because when we learn Chumash, and really the share, perhaps I could have given Parshas Lach Lecha, right when we begin discussing the Avos, if you have this Gemara in Yuma, it gives a different perspective. It means every action the Avos did, we have to look at through the prism, well, were the Avos doing the right thing based on what we know in Torah? And we'll get to some specific questions in a moment. But once you know this Gemara, it transforms the way you learn Chumash. Because if the Avos kept Torah, now I really have to judge every action they did. Hey, does that fit my understanding of what the Torah expects from us? If they expect it from me, and the Avos kept Torah, so shouldn't they be held to the same standard? Very, very insightful Gemara. So one of those standards is the following. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Amar Reish Lakish, Ovi Kechavim Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. There's a halacha that a guy who keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Shenemar V'yom V'layel Lo Yishbosu. Quotes a pasuk in Parshas Noach that Yom and Laila, they shouldn't rest. V'amar Mar Azhar Shalahem Zuhi Misasa. Just by warning the Goyim, they don't need, right? In some ways, we've come across these halachas. Halacha for a Gentile is more chumer, is more stringent even than a Jew. For a Jew to be Chayiv Misa for Chilul Shabbos, he would need an Azhara beforehand. But over here, we consider Azhara Shalahem Zuhi Misasa. This Azhara already is fair warning for them to be Chayiv Misa. The Gemara continues, Amar Avina feels sheni b'Shabbos. Even if they decided to rest, a Gentile decided to make Monday the day off. It's nice to have a long weekend. Let's make Monday our Sabbath. The Gemara says, even if it's such a thing, you'd be chayiv. V'lechshavei gabi zayin mitzvos. The Gemara says, if that's such a thing, that goyim are not allowed to rest, why isn't that counted in the seven mitzvos b'nei Noach? So the Gemara says, Kika Chashiv Sheva Al Taase, Kum Vase Lokal Chashiv. And the Gemara assumes that not doing Malacha is considered a Kum Ase. Malacha is an Ase, Rashi says in the bottom over there. But this Gemara is posing a Halacha that a Goy is not allowed to rest. A guy is not on the left. That is halacha that one has to keep. That being so, it poses a very interesting question. This question was first, I assume, brought to light or focused on in halachic literature by the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech is a famous commentary on the Rambam. And he wrote a sefer called Parshas Drachim. And a major aspect of that sefer is discussing the topic of the Avos. Really, these ideas. Once you know the Avos had kept the Torah, so how do we know, how do we go through the Chumash, understand different aspects of the Chumash based on the assumption that the Avos kept Torah? And this is one of the chief questions that he asks. What was the status of Avram Avinu, of the Avos, and really all Jews, before Matan Torah? At what point did we truly become the Jewish people? Now, this is very tricky. I remember I was doing some of these halachas late last week with some of the guys in yeshiva, and they're telling me over, when you hear this, like, it's a little chakra. You tell me that Avraham Avinu wasn't Jewish? Avraham Avinu was really a Shabbos guy? So, you have to know the context. Regardless of what we consider the exact status of Avraham Avinu, we're all his descendants and we're all the Jewish people. That doesn't take away one iota from it. It was just a practical question. What was the responsibility of Avraham Avinu? And there are those that the Pashup Shad, I guess we know, is from the time Avraham Avinu did a Bris Milah, from that point on, he entered into a bris, into a covenant with Hashem. And from that point on, he was Jewish. Thus, Yitzchak was Jewish. Yitzchak was born post the bris. And Yaakov Avinu was Jewish, and the rest of history. That's a simple understanding I think we all have. But there is another tzad out there. This is within the Rishonim. That really the Avos did not have a din of a Jew. The Avos had a din of a Ben Noach. And really, based on their exact responsibilities, they only would have to do 7. But they accepted upon themselves to do 613. So really, these two angles that the Rishonim deal with is a reflection back into this original Gemara in Yuma. When the Gemara in Yuma says Avraham Avinu kept the entire Torah, did he keep the Torah fully as a Jew? Mitzvah va'oseh? Or really, no. He had the din of a Gentile. He was a Ben Noach. And he kept the Torah just as extra credit. He accepted upon himself to do this, but he wasn't absolutely chayav to do it. Very interesting question the Rishonim deal with. And if you take the second opinion, the Avraham Avinu and the Avos were not Jewish, were not the din of the Yisrael, only the din of the Ben Noach. When did we become Jews? So that was by Maimon Har Sinai. And in fact, there you do find that there is an element of the Bnei Yisrael doing a bris, and Har Sinai was Kabbalah's Torah. Mefarshim asked, where is the mikvah? Normally the three components for a person to become a ger is Kabbalah's mitzvos, milah, and tefillah. So they talk about that. But that is a discussion that the Parshas Drachim is going to enter.
And the second option, is that the strength of a neder?
Very interesting question. If you say that the Avos only kept Torah as an extra credit, something they accept upon themselves, what exactly is that status? So I don't want to answer that question, because I think it's blurry enough that there are different people who give different answers. How strong was their acceptance? Was it the geder or neder? Was it something shorter than that, lesser than that? A good point.
Because in either option, we have to understand Yaakov, Avinu, and...
Oh, yes. So I want to focus today's share on one particular question. But since this is such an interesting topic, we are going to expand, or I'll show you some of the other famous questions. The question that I would like to deal with today, putting the two topics, two Gemaras together, is just very simple. How was it that the Avos kept Shabbos? If we know that Avraham Avinu kept the Torah from the first Gemara in Yuma, and if we know there is a din that a Ben Noach is not allowed to keep Shabbos, how did the Avos keep Shabbos? How did they keep Shabbos? Now you could tell me, well, they were Jewish. If you say the first idea that the Avos had the din of a Jew, then that's perfect. You know why they kept Shabbos? Because they're Jewish. They're not a Ben Noach. They have the din of a Jew. And thus a Jew keeps Shabbos, and no problem. But if you take the second idea that they had the din of being a Ben Noach, so then they would not be able to keep Shabbos. And keeping Shabbos would be such an offense, would be chayiv misa. That's the question I want to deal with today. Now the Parshas Drachim, his particular approach, he takes the first opinion. That the Jews, the Avos, before Matan Torah had the din of the Jew, and that's how they were able to keep Shabbos. And this question is a proof that they were Jewish. They had to have the full din of the Yisrael. That's the approach the Parshas Drachim takes. He bases it on an earlier commentary on the Medrash. There's a commentary called the Yifei Torah, who takes such a position. And really, he could date it back even to a Ramban. He wants to say the Avos had a full din of a Jew, and that's why there's no problem them keeping Shabbos. But if you take the second opinion, that they're the din of a Ben Noach, so then they fall right into this Gemara Sanhedrin, how are they allowed to keep Shabbos? That's the question I'd like to deal with today. Yes?
Just real simplistically, when Abraham had his bris mila, did that have been considered his conversion for transferring over?
Yes. Yes. According to the opinion that Avraham Avinu was a Jew, that's the point. And that's why it makes for a difference. He had that bris mila right before he had Yitzchak, because that was important. If he was Megayer, but he had a child born before that, right, like Ishmael, for example. So, right, that's why Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak is a Jew, but Ishmael wouldn't be. Oh, yeah. Esav was, you know, depending. If Avraham Avinu was a Jew, Yitzchak was a Jew, then Esav was a Jew too. Yeah. Now, there's another famous question which comes about. This you could put on as an aside, but I can't touch on this topic without putting this question, as some people just mumbled before. Another famous question that people ask is, what about Yaakov Avinu marrying two wives? He married two sisters. How could Yaakov Avinu marry as two wives, two sisters? That's what the Pharisee is in the Torah. Isha Chosel Sikach. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. After one, God forbid, passes away, one is allowed to marry a sister. In fact, today there's a huge rabbi, huge gadol, who was actually married to his sister, his wife, original wife's sister. His wife unfortunately passed away, and his sister-in-law lost her husband, and years later they got remarried. That's allowed. That's Achos Isha is Mutar L'Achar Misa. But the Chayav in lifetime, one is not allowed to marry one's sister, one's wife's sister. So that's a question a lot of Mepharshim deal with. And just to show you how they deal with that answer, that question, there's one, Shals Chuvas Ramah has an answer, which is not easy to understand. He says the only one who kept Torah, if you analyze the Gemara very carefully, it says Kiyum Avraham Avinu Kol Torah. The only one of the Avos that the Gemara says who kept Torah is Avraham Avinu. So don't ask a question on Yaakov. Yaakov didn't do it, because Avraham Avinu maybe as a nether he accepted it. It doesn't mean Yitzchak had to accept it. It doesn't mean Yaakov did it. That's what the Ramah writes. That would explain why Yaakov didn't marry two sisters. For the record, that answer is rejected by later people. That the simple pashtus is what Avraham Avinu did. All the other of us followed. We don't find anywhere else. And it's worse than that. Like in this week's Parsha, everyone knows the famous Rashi. Yaakov says to Esav, Imlavum garti. Use the word garti. Rashi says the Tariyog mitzvah shamarti. Yaakov Avinu made the same declaration about himself. So it wasn't just Avraham Avinu, it was Yaakov too.
So is this status of Yitzchak and Yaakov today from their mother?
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting question of Yichus.
Because it doesn't talk about the conversion.
It's also
very right.
That's how Raya's going to show this.
Oh, interesting. You're right. Araya so par sever mitzvah noach also. So either way, that might be a hard thing to answer, right? Good point. I'm not clear which exact arayos are and aren't. I'll throw at you two other answers I found to this second question. How could Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? The Ramban has a famous thesis that the Avos only kept the mitzvos while they were in Eretz Yisrael. And the basis of this idea is the Ramban says, very interesting Ramban, famous Ramban, deserves its own share, is that the main place to do mitzvos is in Eretz Yisrael. The Iker mitzvos are to be done in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Avos only accepted the mitzvos with this mindset, only to accept the mitzvos to do in Eretz Yisrael. When they were outside of Eretz Yisrael, they did the mitzvos. In fact, I believe one of the Mefarshim even says that's why Rachel died on the Derech and she wasn't buried in Maharsa Machpelah, because even though the Derech is part of Eretz Yisrael, okay, but that there was a higher stringency for the Avos to keep the mitzvos within Eretz Yisrael. That's an answer of the Ramban. Also, that answer obviously is not so simple, because you have to take the Ramban's whole package that mitzvos, the Iker place to do mitzvos is in Eretz Yisrael, and that is a debated point. That's a sheet of the Ramban. Others don't agree with that, but according to the Ramban, such a thing works.
Two wives, 2 days
Yom. You mean two wives, that's how you can make 2 days Yom?
Outside of
Correct. Good point. Right? Rashi's mashma, that it's a general thing. No one specifies where Avram Avinu did it, or where the Avos did it. It's true. Yeah. Lovin is in Chutz La'aretz. Good point.
So Yitzchak was in Eretz Yisrael, but he still ate the food that Esau hunted for him.
So it was mashma that he was in.
It wasn't keeping.
So very nice. So I see there are multiple questions one could have in this thesis too. Huh? He shechted and looked like he kept mitzvos. Right, that was in Chutz La'aretz. Very good. I'll tell you one more answer to this question. How could Yaakov marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah? So the Marsha and others give an answer that Yaakov that was Megayer both Rachel and Leah. They were all Gerim. Not just them, as before, their wives. Rachel and Leah being Gerim make it that they were not related. Because Ger Shenisgayer could cut and Shenola dummy. So even though Rachel and Leah were biological sisters, but if they did a Geros, they wouldn't be related. Once they're not related, Yaakov can marry both. So you see the Rishonim, the Achronim struggle with these questions to answer, and they come up with very innovative. Maybe it was only in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it was only Avraham Avinu, they were Megayer, Katash and all. They come up with all these interesting answers. But the point I want to bring is these answers don't really do justice back to our question over here about how could the Avos keep Torah assuming they had the din of a Ben Noach. These answers wouldn't suffice, and that's why you do find there's a lot of ink spilled to try to explain and answer this idea. So what I'd like to do in today's share is go through three answers to this question, about three. And these answers do have a practical relevance to different halakhas that we come across. I'm not sure on a daily basis, but things that do come across. So the question again, how could it be that the Avos who kept Torah, how could they keep Shabbos? If they have the din of a Gentile, of a Ben Noach, so Ben Noach Shashavas is Chayiv Misa. So the first answer I'd like to deal with, I found in the name of the Chassam Sofer. It's printed in a sefer of a Talmud of his called the Maharam Shik. I found it brought down another sefer on the back of your page, where the Chassam Sofer was purported to say the following. They bring the question here, then you look halfway through. Umitartsin. She'etza matza Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu came up with a chak. He had an etza. How to get out of a problem of chilul Shabbos, of keeping Shabbos. She'yaholechim tzitzis al kankei kasuso. Avram Avinu would walk in Rosh Hashanah Rabin with his tzitzis. Okay? V'hashta, im din ben Noach, yeshlo, if he had the din of a Gentile, where he's wearing his clothing with tzitzis, that's considered like a burden, a load on Shabbos. Very important halacha. Halacha is, we are allowed to wear tzitzis on Shabbos, even to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Why? Because I'm wearing it, okay? But, you know, I don't need to wear this, you know, for my body, you know, heat. People don't usually wear fringes, you know, as a style. Maybe nowadays, I don't know what goes on for style. But fringes are not needed for the etzem beged, for warmth. It's also not classically understood as a tachshit. If you're Jewish and you're keeping the mitzvahs, okay, yeah, it's the greatest of tachshitim. I'm doing a mitzvah. So that's why I'm wearing tzitzis in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. I'm doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. This is part of my levush. Of course, if you're a Jew keeping Shabbos and you have kosher tzitzis, we'll talk about that in a moment, then there's nothing wrong working in Rosh Hashanah Rabin with a bag of tzitzis on Shabbos. But if you don't have the mitzvah of tzitzis, if you're a Gentile, wearing tzitzis in Rosh Hashanah Rabin would be considered carrying, or be a masli. Practically for us, it's important halacha, if someone's tzitzis are pasul, then besides the fact that you're missing out on the mitzvah of tzitzis, and worse than that, you guess you are wearing a four-cornered beged without tzitzis, so besides that, potentially on Shabbos, we get into worse problems. Because if you're in an area that doesn't have an Erev, right, like our friend before from the joke, doesn't hold to the Erev, and you walk out wearing that pair of tzitzis, you're carrying on Shabbos. The only time there's no problem of wearing tzitzis or Shazer Ram on Shabbos is if you're a Jew wearing a kosher pair of tzitzis. But the moment if your tzitzis became pasul, you got caught on something, and a whole, you know, whatever halachas of tzitzis, a whole, let's say a whole one-fourth of the tzitzios, you know, came off, what you would have to do is take off that pair. Because wearing down the Rosh Hashanah Rabin on Shabbos would be considered carrying. So the answer that the Chassam Sofer or other Achronim want to give, how did the Avos keep Torah, and at the same time, not violate this din of a Ben Noach, Shashavas, is Chayim. So they wore tzitzis. So wearing tzitzis as a Gentile would be carrying on Shabbos. Brilliant chop. As a Jew would be great. But as a Gentile, that would be the wrong thing to do. And there would be Chayim for not keeping Shabbos. And thus, they got out of Gai Shashavas, Chayim Nisa. Fascinating idea. There's actually similar answers I found in a few other Achronim. For example, I found there's a Sefer Bisa Utzer written by Rav Engel a few hundred years ago. He writes that, you know, on Shabbos, the Avos were involved in doing things. For example, Shnaim Sha'asu. All the malachas that you do on Shabbos, you can't do by yourself. What happens if you do it with a friend? So, midoraisa, that is not an isser of Shabbos. It's not a malacha. But midorabanan, that's aser. So that's what they did. They outright violate Shabbos, but they did malachas with the help of somebody else. Maybe Sarah helped Avram, and they did these tricks, which, okay, wasn't Chil Shabbos to Raisa, but it's still Chil Shabbos to Rabbanan. Additionally, they had another answer. They said, oh, they did Chatzi Sher. Right? We know it's Aser, let's say, to carry a grogoros, a fig, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So they carried half a fig. Chatzi Sher, okay, there is one side of Chatzi Sher is Aser in the Torah, but it's not the classic Malacha. Most say Chatzi Sher is only Aser in the Rabbanan. So they played games where they did something wrong, but I wasn't blatant, right? It's like our friend with a key in his pocket, but you know, more alumnus than that. That's an answer. These are answers that are given by many Achronim. However, yeah.
They kept the rebuttal.
Oh, excellent point. These answers are challenged by later Achronim. This doesn't defend, I can't really answer the others. Because really, I think there's two problems with it. One, let's start off with what was just mentioned. Right? The Avos even kept mitzvahs through abundance. So what are you telling me? You know, oh, okay, this isn't Chol Shabbos Arayis, it's Chol Shabbos through abundance. But I thought the Avos kept that. Correct. But it's even more than that. Because it's really a very tough question to answer, this question that we asked. If the Avos were Jews, okay, we have no problem with how they kept Shabbos. We're asking on the other tzad, on the other side of the equation, if they had the din of a Gentile. If they were a Gentile, but the Avos were still trying to keep that Gemara and Yuma that we started with. They were trying to keep the Torah. So that's where this question really has strength to it. They were trying to keep the Torah. That means they were trying to keep Shabbos. Yet if they keep Shabbos, they're violating the din that the Gemara says of Geisha Shabbos Chayav Misa. So that's a true dichotomy. How do you have a situation where we could say on the one hand, the others were keeping the Torah, they were keeping Shabbos, yet at the same time, they didn't violate Geisha Shabbos Chayav Misa. According to the answer of the Chasam Sofer and these other Acharonim, the others were violating Torah. They weren't keeping Shabbos. It says they were Mekayim 613 mitzvahs. Yaakov Avinu didn't say to Esav, in love and Barti. He said, in love and Garti. I kept 613 mitzvahs, not 612. So we have to find a scenario, we have to find an answer that would suffice it that the others kept Shabbos on the one end. At the same time, they didn't violate this Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that a guy Shabbos is Chayav Misa. So that's the critique on this first answer. And we have two more to go. Yes?
According to the Chasam Sofer, at least, he did keep all 6 days if he was Jewish.
Right, but let's say he wasn't. The whole question on the other side. He's not Jewish.
He
kept 612. He kept every mitzvah. But to avoid the din of Geisha Shabbos, he did malach on Shabbos. And that's not good. Because really,
what's wrong with that?
Well, yes and no. There's nothing wrong with it as a Gentile. But as somebody, let's make it the way we said before, he was made a neder that he's keeping all 613 mitzvahs. And he didn't do that. That's why the others were really stuck. On the one hand, they had the din of a Gentile, and the din of a Gentile is Geisha Shabbos is Chayav Misa. So as a Gentile, they really can't keep Shabbos. But yet, the Gemara says they did. They kept all 613 mitzvahs. How does that work? That sounds like the ultimate stira, the ultimate contradiction. So they kept Shabbos?
They were Jewish.
Well, let's say they were not Jewish. The Gemara still says the Avos are Mekayim all the mitzvahs. So that's where this question is a really tough question.
Shabbos, just on the din of keeping Shabbos, is a mitzvah. The din of not keeping Shabbos, if you're a goy, not to keep Shabbos, it's the same mitzvah.
Interesting. That is a beautiful chop. I like that. I sort of chance myself around that. I didn't find anyone who says that. But Pashim Shad, if you're a Ben Noach and you're Mekayim the Torah means the Jewish Torah. Not what you made up as the Gentiles' Torah. So that's why that's not so simple.
Was So, that's Kiyum Shabbos for me. Kiyum Shabbos is being revived.
It's not Kiyum Shabbos for me. It says the others kept my Torah.
The 630 mitzvahs. That's the Torah.
It's a different Torah. It's a different name. Okay.
Torah.
That's getting tricky.
Same Torah.
I'll take one more comment before. Hold on to your hats for the next answer. The next answer is going to blow your mind. Yes?
Jewish Kiyum Shabbos is more than one thing. Shema and Zohar is two different things. So if you're not Jewish, you're only keeping one and not two, so you're already shortchanged.
Interesting. Shamor is for the Jews, and the both of them are for the Jews.
Why isn't it better that they just don't keep it 100%? No one's warning them. There's whole bunches of things that have to happen.
Yeah. So if the Avos were a Ben Noach and just wanted to fulfill the Gemara in Sanhedrin and not keep Shabbos, Kol Kavod. But the other Gemara says that they kept all the mitzvahs, including Shabbos, and that simple explanation of that means they kept Shabbos according to our standards of Shabbos. So how could that be? If they kept Shabbos in our standards, then they'd be violating it by definition on the Gentile standard. Because it's Gaisha Shabbos, Gaisha Misa. There's a lot of ink that was spilled on this question. This is a good question. Yikes. So I found an amazing answer from the Sefer Machna. Sefer Machna is an Achron with Horowitz a few hundred years ago. He also wrote a sefer on Ksubis called the Hafla, and he wrote a sefer on Chumash called the Panim Yafos. So this answer is widely found in the sefer Panim Yafos, but I found that he also says the same idea in the Machna and Kedushin. An amazing idea. And structurally, is this similar to something someone suggested before, but an amazing idea. What is considered the Jewish day? That we all know. Right? Vayera Vayivoker. The Jewish day begins with the night. So therefore, for all practical issues, right, was brought up before, I'm going to say the same Talmud of Rachel. Right? When do we begin saying that? At night. Even though it's a secular day, that itself maybe could be a share. But all halachas normally, Yom Tov, Shabbos, all most things that come about start from the night. That's the Jewish day. The Machna has a thesis, fascinating thesis, that by Gentiles, definitely before Matan Torah, he says the day for a Gentile, the day would begin in the day and end at night. The halachic day for a Gentile would be day than night. Okay. So a Jew's day is night than day, but a Gentile's responsibility or a Gentile's day is day than night. Once you take such a perspective, you have a fascinating, fascinating answer. Listen to this. So if I'm a Jew, when do I keep Shabbos? Friday night, sundown, to sundown. Friday night, till Saturday night. That's my Shabbos. What would be a Gentile Shabbos? Day to night. When the Gemara says, Gaisha Shabbos Chayim Nisa, that means a guy, and this is very interesting because it fits very well with the next step of that Gemara. A Gentile keeping Shabbos is any day of the week, right? It's not limited to the day of Saturday, Shabbos. Any day of the week that a Gentile keeps as a day of rest is Gaisha Shabbos Chayvisa. So that's what the Gemara said, even on a Tuesday, even on Monday. So think about this. A Gentile could keep our halachic Shabbos and he didn't violate Gaisha Shabbos Chayiv Nisa. My friend Ed was with me all Shabbos. He ate Friday night, no problem, did no malacha. Shabbos day, did no malacha. But Friday afternoon, I had him doing some things around the house. Saturday night, he was running on the town. He didn't violate Shabbos. Either way. As a Jew, it's Friday night, Saturday day. As a Gentile, he needs a day followed by a night. Friday day, he was doing work. It's no problem if you rest on Friday night. Saturday day, he was resting. But Saturday night, he was out on the town, he was doing things. So the answer that the Machta gives, a brilliant answer, is if the understanding of this idea, which he has proofs to, that Gentile's day begins at the day and ends at night. So there's no problem with the guy keeping our practical Shabbos because he never kept a day than a night. He's doing Malacha Friday afternoon. He's doing Malacha Saturday night. So Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, and Yaakov could have kept the Jewish halachic Shabbos. And there's no problem. It does. As a Jew, he kept Shabbos. Friday night, Saturday day. As a Gentile, he never had a day followed by a night that he rested. Thus, either way, he kept Shabbos as a Jew, but didn't violate it as a Ben Noach. A fascinating answer. This answer is found, not only does the Panim Yelfos himself say this, the Machna says this, Rabbi Akiva Eger brings this, the Note of the Yehuda brings it. It's obviously a fascinating answer, which through the ages, people were quite interested in. And really, this would have big ramifications. Back to my joke. The guy, our friend Ed, who wanted to keep Shabbos, he didn't need the key in his pocket. According to this, the joke's on him. He didn't need to have the key in his pocket. As long as he follows the Jewish Shabbos, that's not a violation of Geisha Shabbos. As long as he parties hardy on Saturday night and did some work on Friday afternoon, he's good to go. So that's an answer given by the Machna. I must say, I think there are two issues, though, with this answer. One is, and I'm not going to get into the exact reason because it's quite complicated, but Rabbi Akiva Eger ends up rejecting it. Even though Rabbi Akiva Eger, this is in Shalosh Tshuvos, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, but at the end, he rejects it for a complication with the Tosos in Yuma somewhere. And secondly, though this is up to debate and probably deserves its own share also, there are those that compare this idea of the Machna really to something that was said generations earlier by one of the Rishonim, the Rashbam. The Rashbam has an idea in Chumash that the Jewish day is day the night. And really dating back, he says that even creation started by day, ended by night. That Rashbam is quite controversial because the simple reading of Chumash, it was Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker. The Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, writes in his Pirush of Chumash, but no, it's day the night. And really, people equate this Machna with that Rashbam. For the record, that Rashbam has been removed from most Chumashim. I talked about it the other day in Yeshiva. One of the guys was sitting there with a nice new art scroll, like Koras Gadol's. I had him look it up for me, and it was not there. And they took it out a while back. You know, some say, oh, you know, who put that in there? Somebody else. I'm not getting into Bible criticism or practical, you know. It's a topic unto itself. There is some wild story about, you know, something burning down when they published that. I don't know. But it definitely steps foot on controversial soil to start making differences that, okay, a Jewish day is like this and a Gentile's day is like this and creation like this. So it's not so simple. But a brilliant answer it is. And one final answer I'd like to touch upon. This answer I found, Chaim Brisker said this, it's brought in his Chedushim on Shas. And more practically, I found Rebbe Yashav. When I was there, so I found, got a sefer called Kisrei Rebbe Yashav. Basically, Rebbe Yashav's writings they found after he passed away, and they published some of them. So in there, he has a whole piece on this topic, and he gives a very, very fascinating answer. Getting back to that Gemara we had on top in Sanhedrin. Goy Sheshavas is Chayim Nisa. What does it mean, a guy who rests? Who shavas? So if you actually look at the language of Rashi, two lines from the bottom, Rashi goes out of his way to define shavas means el menucha ba'ama ka'asar. What the Torah, what this Gemara is referring to, a Gentile cannot do, is rest. Menucha ba'alma. Any type of rest. A guy cannot rest. Any type of resting would be a violation of Gaisha Shavas Chayim Nisa. That's Rashi's opinion. But Chaim Brisker, later Rabbi Yashav, they found the Rambam. The Rambam, if you look in the back of your sheets, this is Marmakum Vav. He brings the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Halacha Tes. Look at the language of the Rambam when he says over this halacha. V'chein akum sheshavas, afil biyom yimos achol, any one day during the days of the week, im aso la'atzmo kamo Shabbos, if he does it for himself, for Shabbos, he's chayiv miso. V'chein tzarech lomer ma'aser mo'id la'atzmo, and kol shekein hu adin, if he makes a holiday for himself. Kol shodavar, the basis of this, das. Gentiles are not allowed to make up their own religion. Velasos mitzvos la'atzom mitaitu and make their own mitzvos. No, o yia ger tzedek v'kabakol mitzvos. O yamo b'tarasov o yosef v'ligaro. Either you be a Gentile and keep the seven, or be a Jew and keep the 613. You can't make your own religion. So Chaim Brisker and Rebbe Yashav is medayik from this Rambam, that the only problem with Gaisha Shabbos is if he's trying to start his own religion. You're not going to keep Zion and say, no, I'm not going to be a Jew. You're going to be your own thing. And you're going to make a religion which has a rest day of Shabbos. So we know something. That is a problem. That's a violation of Gaisha Shabbos Chayiv Nisa. But the nafkamina between the Rambam's Pshat and the Rashi's Pshat is our case with the Avos. Is where the Avos were keeping Shabbos, they might have had the status of a Ben Noach, but they're keeping it because they're keeping it now the new religion, because the Jewish religion. They're keeping it as a part of Torah. That's not a violation of Shabbos. Gaisha Shabbos Chayiv Nisa is if they make their own religion. But if they're doing it because they want to be a Jew and keeping the Torah religion, there's no problem with that. That's the answer that Rabbi Chaim Brisker and Rabbi Yashav said. And there's a major halakha nafkamina, which is very good to know. And this one I saw brought practically Rav Usher Weiss in his Sefer Minchas Usher, Posek in Eretz Yisrael, says the following. We do have issues many times as a person who's on the path of becoming a Jew. Again. So what does he do before he's fully a Jew in terms of Shabbos? The simple understanding of the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we would deal with. Gaish Shabbos Chayiv Nisa. But Rav Asher Weiss says, if you use this answer, according to the Rambam, the only time you have an issue of Gaish Shabbos is only if you're making your own religion. Starting Christianity, some of the Adventists, this one, that one, they have an issue. But if you're coming to become a Jew and you're keeping Shabbos as a Jewish Shabbos, you don't have to keep a key in your pocket. You're welcome. You can keep Shabbos. That's not a violation of Gaisha Shabbos Chayiv Nisa. He says, similarly, people bring up the issue of teaching Torah to a Gentile. Again, topic unto itself. I think Rabbi Sharfman once dealt with that. But if you have this idea, there's also no problem. It might be usher to teach Torah to a guy as a guy, if he didn't incorporate that within his own religion. But if he's learning Torah as a Gentile because he's interested in Judaism, he's on the path already, maybe not just interested, but at least someone on the path to become a Jew, then of course, one can learn Torah, one can keep Shabbos, because that's not included in this idea of Gosh Shabbos Chayav Nisa. So just to conclude, yeah, but according to the Gemara, it doesn't matter if it's Saturday or Sunday. Any one day, they fall under this issue.
But they're not keeping. What are they keeping?
Okay, that's a good point. I don't want to question their religious fervor. But it comes out from this discussion. This is a major discussion that the Achronim have from the Parsha Strachim and on downward. But really, some of the sources date back to the Rishonim. If the Avos kept Torah, how was it that they kept Shabbos under the idea of Gosh Shabbos Chayav Nisa? So, okay, the first answer we dealt with Chassam Sofer, Tzitzis and Shabbos. It's good to know the halachas of Tzitzis and Shabbos for ourselves too. The answer of the Machne was this fascinating idea of the halachic day for a Jew is different than the halachic day for a Gentile, and therefore Gentile would be allowed to keep, quote-unquote, our Shabbos. And finally, the answer from Chaim Brisker, and Rabbi Yoshev has, that if they're keeping it as a Jew, that's not the problem. The problem is if you're keeping it as a Gentile, you're keeping it to make your own religion, that's where we have a problem with Chaim keeping Shabbos. And thus, someone who's on the path to become a Jew, halachically speaking, would be allowed, according to this Rabbim, according to this Tzach, would be allowed to already keep Shabbos on their path to become a Jew. Thank you very much.